When are you going to wake up? Don't you see it? Don't you see that Taylor Swift is in the Illuminati? Of course you do. Of course you do. That's why you're here talking to me. Well, I hope you're not talking to me. I can't hear you. We're all crazy, but I hope you're not that crazy. But today we're going to talk about the 2018 American Music Awards, the AMAs. I watched it yesterday, live. And I gotta say, the symbolism was quite present, hidden in plain sight, as it were. Of course, I'm your host, Isaac, from IlluminatiWatcher.com. This is the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture podcast. Today, we're going to talk about some symbolism that we saw on the AMAs last night from Taylor Swift, Cardi B, Quavo, Migos, and some rapper named Bugs Bunny. So let's start it out. First off, before the show, there was much to do about Taylor Swift performing. I guess she hadn't done it in a few years. So that was something. They were hyping it up. Now, previously, just a few days ago, she had publicized that she was a Democrat and she wanted other Democrats to vote. And apparently this was a pretty big bridge for her to cross because she hadn't done it before. So that was something, right? And it, you gotta take a step back here. In the media and entertainment, everything is coordinated. These people are truly puppets for the handlers. At least, I mean, I don't know. I've never been in Hollywood. What do I know? But that's what it seems like. It seems very obvious. Once you start looking for this stuff, it seems very clear that there's an agenda. And what's messed up is, like, I'm okay with some of those things. Like, she wants people to get out and vote. I'm all for that, too. In fact, I'm not a hardline right-winger conservative either. So, I'm okay with evening out the government a bit. Because what you got to understand is, because I understand this is very complicated for some people, how can I be a true conspiracy theorist and not be a hard right-wing conservative? Well, the truth is that conspiracy theories and theorists were not affiliated with one party or the other. That's fake news, okay? That's a new thing. That's all part of this Trump agenda that we'll have to get into someday. But to me, I'm more of a people's person. Whatever gives people more rights to do what they feel they need to do. As long as they're not intruding on someone else's beliefs or whatever. You know, I guess, like, I'm a non-affiliated voter. I guess I lean mostly towards liberals and libertarians. The conservatives, I think, are so full of shit with their self-righteousness and, you know, like, it's a whole thing for me, and I don't want to go off on that tangent because I know half of you are tuning me out already. But yeah, that's the thing, is like, even though, and here's how woke I am, folks, stay woke here. The Taylor Swift, she came out and she basically gave an acceptance speech where she continued to push her message of getting out and voting for, you know, and she's implying the Democrats, because traditionally the younger crowd, the people that are into this sort of thing, are liberals. So that's why they say to get out there and vote. So even though I'm actually okay with that, because to me, I think there needs to be a balance. There's balance in all things, not to sound like a Freemason here, but the right and left wing need to be balanced because they both have good ideas, but you can't have an extreme lopsided party in control. So I think we need to balance that out. But there needs to be a balance between corporations, the people, and the government. All three of them have a role to play, but we have to balance them out. So even though, what I'm saying is, even though I'm okay with Taylor's political agenda here, it's still very obvious that this was a ruse from the beginning. They wanted everyone to focus attention on Taylor Swift, all the mainstream medias. So they said, oh, big to-do, Taylor Swift's performing. Like, okay, she performs like everything, doesn't she? Then at the beginning of the show, they're like, oh, she's going to win. If she wins just 3 awards tonight, she'll be the most decorated, you know, female artist under 30 or whatever. And it's like, okay, obviously she's going to win the 3, right? I mean, I'm looking around like, okay, that's for sure happening tonight, right? And of course it did. Every time she was a nominee, of course she won that award. And then, of course, at the acceptance speech, she went on about getting out there and voting. And then, of course, CNN and all the liberal wings of the media pushed this message because they need all the help they can get. Because they didn't let Bernie in there because they thought they knew better. Those damn Democrats. They needed Hillary in there so bad, didn't they? Anyway, sorry, that was a 5-minute tirade about politics. But it's essential here because that is, when we say that the entertainment industry is coordinated and that these people are puppets, this is proof. This is what we're talking about. But let's talk about her symbolism. She came out and she gave us the mano cornudo, the witch hex hand. This is the hand you've seen Anton LaVey do. He did it on some television interviews back in the 60s and 70s when he started the Church of Satan. Because for some reason, the Church of Satan has affiliations with witchcraft. They don't seem to subscribe to a religion per se, but I guess witchcraft's okay. Paganism? I don't know. I don't get it. I've read through his Satanic Bible and watched a couple of his documentaries. And they say, you know, they channel all these demons. They talk about, oh, Beelzebub, come to us and blah, blah, blah. And they go on and on. They reference Moloch and Satan, how, you know, hail Satan, all this stuff. But then they say they don't believe in gods. So it's like, well, then who are you calling upon exactly? And then they say, well, you know, we're not really calling upon Satan because we don't believe in Satan. We just named the church after him. No, we don't believe in Satan. We believe in setting the mood, the theatrics of it, to channel this archetype of the rebel angel. Which is, of course, very prevalent in the entertainment industry. I just read an interview on Johnny Depp in GQ, and of course he's like the rebel bad boy, the rebel angel, the Lucifer character. Anyways, as far as Taylor Swift, she did the Mano Cornudo, which on my website, IlluminatiWatcher.com, you can see Aleister Crowley doing something kind of similar. A little joke of sorts, but not really. You can also see that her Twitter handle is at TaylorSwift13. What is the 13? Well, I don't know what she chose it for, but it is the number of witches in a coven. I've been examining her work for many years now. There was a song she has called Ready For It, and there was a video analysis that I did on it that YouTube promptly suspended my account once they saw it. And I did a little digging on it, and of course it's because her handlers, her actual management company, filed the complaint. Meanwhile, if you go on YouTube and the dark recesses, you can find many Taylor Swift Illuminati confirm videos. But for some reason, mine was bad. And I think it's because I'm the only one speaking with any logic or truth here. There's other people are idiots. It's true. So I did this video. It was the greatest video of all time, and you can't watch it now. In fact, as you know, I then did a video about Ariana Grande that got me fully banned from YouTube. But what I did was I started a new YouTube channel, as it's called, it's just Isaac Weishaupt, all one word. Don't ask me how to spell Weishaupt. It's a dumb name. It's not my real name. You can find it, I'm sure. But I got links on my website. Blah, 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 blah. So anyways, on this Ready For It, there is a there's a bunch of stuff that she's into, transhumanism and witchcraft and all this stuff. And you can see that she wrote these lyrics about they're burning all the witches. In the video, you can see it. So she performed that song. The song is called I Did Something Bad. And I want to talk to you about a couple of lyrics out of this. You know, because they're talking about they're burning all the witches, even if you aren't one. They got their pitchforks, blah, blah, blah. But then she says something more interesting. She says, they say I did something bad. Then why does it feel so good? And that was the point. That's the point of Taylor Swift, by the way. She is the rebellion archetype here. We just talked about this. The Luciferian archetype is what they desire. Bucking the norms, which has its place, right? I'm not saying it's all entirely wrong. I believe in progressiveness and reform and change, because when you stop changing, you die. It's the way it is. I studied evolution and revolution as far as systems go, not biological evolution. And that is the way it goes. Systems interacting with systems, you have to continuously change. You can't keep this 1950s attitude and way of being, and you can't make America great again, because that's not how reality works. Things are in a state of flux and chaos, which is kind of what you hear occultists talk about sometimes. But, you know, sometimes science is wrong too. Anyways, during her performance, you saw the lightning bolt, the Luciferian symbol for the enlightenment through the lightning bolt, because as you know, Lucifer fell from the heavens like a bolt of lightning. That's what the Bible says. So these Satanists and such, they believe the symbol of the lightning bolt represents their savior, their archetype. Whether they believe in a guy with a pitchfork and devil horns is dependent upon the person, I guess. So you see the lightning bolt, which, I mean, get, okay, look, I get it. Like, these people that put these shows on, they gotta have something on there, right? They can't not have a cube or a triangle or a lightning bolt or whatever. You can't just not have anything. So maybe it's coincidental. But I don't think so, because she was performing the song where she was talking about how she did something bad. Why does it feel so good? What is that saying? It's saying she is the rebel angel. She is doing bad things and it feels good. Do what thou wilt. Which has a slightly different translation, by the way. Aleister Crowley's Do What Thou Wilt is a reference to understanding one's place in the universe and pursuing that passion at all costs. Not necessarily saying doing what feels good. But in the same set, you see a snake, a cobra, rising up through the lightning bolts. Again, what's the serpent? It's the symbol of temptation, of the evil serpent that influences Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. It's all the same spirit. And what we're watching here, what we witnessed, was an alchemical process of Taylor Swift converting from this wholesome good girl image to the bad girl. That's why the lyrics are talking about how she did something bad that felt really good. We see this all over and over again. And in fact, she was wearing black. You know, obviously black is like the rebel color, like Johnny Cash, the Man in Black. And that's why Taylor's doing all these edgy things. It's this ritual that we see from entertainment over and over again. Miley Cyrus, Rihanna, Good Girl Gone Bad. And the list would go on and on of all these supposedly wholesome actors and actresses that get turned out. So, that's essentially what I saw from Taylor Swift, but she was the big winner tonight, last night. The host, her name is Tracy Ross. I don't recognize her. I don't know what she's on. No idea. But she started out the night, and she was wearing a robe from a guy named Dapper Don. And on the robe, there were bees on it. That's right. The symbol for magic. Reference my podcast about the Justice League film and its symbolism. I picked on the Mormons a little bit, because why not? Because the Mormons are obsessed with this bee. And it goes back to the magical properties that these occultists believe they held, because the LDS faith is based upon Joseph Smith, who, for right or wrong, had connections with these occult esoteric forces, channeling the spirit of Moroni or whatever he was doing out there. And the B has a ton of symbolism here in Utah. I say here because that's where I'm at. I'm right in the belly of the magical beast. Can you believe it? So this host, Tracy Ross, she wears the robe with the bees on it. Then, when she introduced Cardi B, she went through this whole rigmarole about how she came out of from nothing and came out of nowhere, and now she's like the hottest artist on the planet. But while she was doing it, she was holding the 666 hand, which the mainstream medias want you to be confused with as a white power symbol. But you know what it means. It's a reference to the womb of the Illuminati. The polluted womb of the Illuminati. It means, and it goes back in time, it goes back to the symbol of the yoni. This is like a Hindu reference to the yoni, the, you know, vagine, and the feminine magical properties of creation. And today, they claim that these artists use this symbol to show that they're part of the club. They're willing to sign the Faustian Pact to sell their souls to be reborn and rebaptized into the occult practices of the Illuminati, which explains why Tracy Ross was talking about Cardi B's induction into the club while showing us the same symbol. There are many other symbols to consider. There was the all-seeing eye on one of the backup dancers. Again, you go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, you can see these images for yourself. Quavo from the Migos. Migos, of course, from H.P. Lovecraft lore, demons. Or maybe it just means amigos, like friends. It's not spelled with a A. But he was doing these 666 hands while Cardi B was performing. Illuminate, confirm, my goodness. What about, then he did the Moloch horns. The Mano Cornudo themselves. The Moloch horns to the god Moloch, the deity of child sacrifice. Then, while Cardi B was performing her song, one of the rappers on the song, his name is Bugs Bunny, he showed up and he had the all-seeing eye on his forehead. Right there, drawn on his forehead between his eyes, this is indicating the third eye is open. The pineal gland is awake. He is woke. So woke to the cult practices of the Illuminati. I don't know much about this guy. Apparently he's a big to-do elsewhere. I don't think it's Bugs Bunny. I'm just kidding. I know it's not Bugs Bunny. What's his real name? I'm actually looking up. I think it's Big Bunny. Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny. He has the third eye on his head. Then, and this is the most important component, and I want you to see this image, so go to my website, of course. But the Tracy Ross she's talking about whatever, and in back behind her is the crowd of the peasants, and there's a man there trying to get the attention of the camera. He got my attention. Good job, buddy. But he covered his eye. He did the all-seeing eye. He was a little confused. It took him a minute to get there, but he got there. He's covering up the one eye. And what's even more curious is that he actually does it, or he attempts to do it and can't figure it out. Then he tries it again a minute later and covers up the one eye while Tracy Ross is doing the 666 hand again. Now, I know we could look at this and say, yeah, but this is all crazy. Like, you know, she's just doing the hand because that's what people do, is they make that hand, the okay hand. Donald Trump does it all the time. And the guy did it. He covered the one eye because it's like a silly pop culture thing now. Okay, maybe. I'll give you that. I mean, maybe that's what happened. But if you read The Dark Path, which I hope you have, the consideration I have in there, I referenced the great Freeman Fly's book, Weird Stuff, which referenced Eliphas Levi's transcendental magic, because he's one of these occultists we need to consider. He's the guy who drew the Baphomet, the goat of Mendes. He talks about the triple chain in chapter 11. Now, I'm going to read you this passage. I want you to listen. Sorry, that came off very, very, very dad-like. I invite you to listen. This is going to be three paragraphs. It'll take me a minute. But listen, I just want you to listen, then we're going to go over it, okay? Okay, the triple chain. The great work in practical magic after the education of the will and the personal creation of the magus is the formation of the magnetic chain. And this secret is truly that of priesthood and of royalty. To form the magnetic chain is to originate a current of ideas which produces faith and draws a large number of wills in a given circle of active manifestation. A well-formed chain is like a whirlpool which sucks down and absorbs all. The chain may be established in three ways: by signs, by speech, and by contact. The first is by inducing opinion to adopt some sign as the representation of a force. Thus, all Christians communicate by the sign of the cross, Masons by that of the square beneath the sun, the Magi by that of the microcosm, made by extending the five fingers, etc. Once accepted and propagated, signs acquire force of themselves. In the early centuries of our era, the sight and initiation of the sign of the cross was enough to make proselytes to Christianity. So, what did I just say there? What I'm saying is illuminate, confirm. All these people are Illuminati. No, what I'm saying is this is direct proof that the occult practices are what they desire to bring about. The unsuspecting masses are repeating these signs and symbols now. They're giving them more energy. And I get it. Like, it's kind of a joke. Like, I think it's kind of funny, you know, but what are we doing here? We're giving power to these forces. Much like Jay-Z and Beyonce, they do that triangle of manifestation. Well, like, it's very arguable that they are channeling energy and power from all their fans. That's how they can keep making horrible music and making all this money. I just listened to Jay-Z's In My Lifetime Volume 1 from, I think it was like 99. Man, that was a good album. What happened? Been churning out garbage the last three or four albums, and I don't know, it doesn't stop. I don't know why he does it. Just get your face tats up, put out some real stuff, buddy. Listen to me, I'll tell Jay-Z how to rap. I don't care. But these the triple chain, man, that's what's happening. They are establishing through signs representations of a force, of an occult force. They desire to bring about this new world agenda, the new world order, all this crazy shit we've been talking about for years. This is it. This is how it happens. And that's it. That was the AMAs. I'm going to record the BET Awards here. That's on, I think, next week. That's of more interest to me. You know I love me some Illuminati rappers. So surely there'll be some stuff there. Maybe Miguel will drop kick another fan in the face. I don't know if you've seen that. I think it was on MTV VMAs or something. Look it up. If you haven't seen that, look, give yourself a little treat today. Look up Miguel drop kicking girl at the VMAs. But yeah, I'm going to record that. So stay tuned. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to my stupid website. Sign up to the stupid email newsletter. Do all these things that everyone tells you to do. Social medias, Twitter, Facebook, all that. I'm on all of them. Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. But the point is, I joke, but like, I need you to stay connected to me because, as you know, I'm being persecuted. I'm the witch now. I'm the modern day witch because I talk about the Illuminati. They banned me from YouTube. They shut my boy Greg's Higher Side Chats podcast down for a couple days, but he got it fixed, I guess. So I don't know if that was a technical difficulty or what, but it's scary, man. Like, they might shut my podcast down, and then what? Then that's it. That's a wrap, folks. then I gotta make a website, IsaacWeishaupt.com, and I don't talk about the Illuminati. I talk about the occult instead, or whatever. Whatever buzzword they're scared of finding, that's what you got to avoid nowadays. So just sign up for my email newsletter, stay connected, whoever you want. Just stay connected, stay woke, okay? Oh, and before I go, big ups to those people leaving reviews on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. Can you leave a review on Spotify? I don't know. All those things, leaving reviews, because the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture podcast was voted number 3 in the top 10 conspiracy theory podcasts by Pop Sugar. So, big thanks. That's a big deal to me. So, we did that. You did that. Thank you for the reviews. I do read all of them, so drop yours, by the way. All right. Thanks. Have a great week, and I'll be back to talk about the BET Awards, and I got a whole slew of stuff. I got, like, a whole Marjorie Cameron thing I'm going to do in the future here. So, as always, be your best for those who deserve your best.